Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with financial advisor Gary Garner.
Morning, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Vicki's been taking care of our clients for a decade. You know, you've been there 10 years, and you know, here we're going to let her share some of her insight and some things that she sees that our clients deal with every day. You know, the most important thing that we have at Safe Harbor is our clients. They come in and they tell us all the time, tell me what to do. We're not supposed to tell them what to do. We're supposed to give them, we're supposed to take information, kind of compile that information, and then show them options, and then let them decide what to do. Well, one of our best resources in the office is Vicki. I call her Victoria because she listens so well. And she hears things from our clients that sometimes we miss because we're focused on certain things, and she's just, I mean, she's great. So we brought her here today. We're going to kind of expand on our show last week. You know, we finished talking about having lifetime income you can't outlive. That's very important because you have to have income to pay your bills. And the challenge is to manage the costs that you're going to have, that you're going to deal with in retirement. And one of the largest costs by far of any cost in retirement is healthcare. And all of us are going to use it. All of us are going to use it in different ways. And it's going to be expensive. I'll give you some examples here. I just ran these numbers before I left the office this morning. When most of us retire, we're going to sign up for Medicare. Part of Medicare is free. You've been paying for it for years with your payroll deduction. So your Part A benefits, which you are your benefits that cover your hospital stays and procedures inside the hospital, are included at no charge for most people based on your working years. Then you're going to have a Part B section. That's going to cover your office visits, your outpatient surgery cost. And that cost, the standard cost for almost everyone, is $148 a month. Well, if you take a couple, $148 a month times 12 months, that's $3,600 a year. Doesn't sound like too much, but then you start adding other things on. Medicare only covers 80% of your expenses. So most people look at buying some sort of a supplemental policy or Medicare Advantage, it's a part of Medicare Part C, to help cover those extra costs. Because in a recent study, they estimated that a couple that are 65 today, over their lifetime, over the next 25 years, are going to spend over $300,000 on healthcare expenses. That's your Medicare premiums, your copays, your deductibles, your out-of-pocket cost. And that's a huge number. Think about that. Over $300,000. And when people retire, they have to look at where their money's coming from. What have you saved for? So healthcare expenses are something that we can't ignore. When you look at a holistic plan for someone's retirement, healthcare is one of the most important things that we have. And Vicki, you talk to people in our office all the time where maybe the husband is coming in, he's close to Medicare age, 65, and he wants to retire, and the wife is not 65. What do you hear from them?
It seems to be some of the expenses of how do we plan for unexpected costs.
Right.
You know, and an unexpected cost, I just recently heard something that was shared with me where this young lady had a heart issue, and under her supplement from her health care at work, her ambulance ride was not covered. And now she has this huge bill of $1,100 because she wasn't in their network.
Right.
And at the same time, she was caring for her husband, who has just now had hospice be called in on him. So, you know, it just kind of goes back to our healthcare system, I think, is leaving a lot of people exposed. And I think that it's kind of, it doesn't really matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. It's the healthcare cost. You know, more and more we're seeing them rise. We're seeing that you might have to make a change in your current plans and your current supplements. And just to cover those unexpected things, I was looking at a graph that was by LendingTree, and it said the number one source of medical debt, Gary, mm-hmm. was actually emergency room visits.
Interesting.
And then that was followed up with visits to your other doctors and specialists, and of course childbirth and dental care. Can you believe that? Dental care?
Of course, yeah. You got to take care of your teeth.
And then we just had another story that was shared with me is a young lady actually got a bill from her insurance company, and they wouldn't cover a portion of her lab tests.
Sure. That's very common.
So as you talk with people about their Medicare and some of their costs and reevaluating some of their plans, I mean, do you find that people are just complacent with what they have because it works for them, or they don't have a problem with it? Do you see where you could possibly help them, you know, maybe lessen some of their copays or adjust, especially if they hadn't been to a doctor or physician or don't have a heavy prescription cost on a yearly basis?
Well, it depends. You know, think about this. Most of us have been getting our health care generally through our employer for years. You know, they take it out through payroll deductions. Now, granted, everyone does not have an employer that provides health care benefits. But for a large number of Americans, if you're working for any size company, you probably have had health care benefits that have been taken care of by the company. And, you know, you're paying for it. So you just kind of get complacent about thinking, well, that'll be okay. Medicare is going to take care of it when I retire. But in the example I gave you a minute ago, you know, most people, I shouldn't say most, a lot of people are not the same age when they get married. You know, what if there's 5 years difference? What I was asking a minute ago is, what happens when the husband retires? He's 65. He qualifies for Medicare. So he's ready to retire. He's had his company insurance for years. He's going to go on Medicare, going to pay his Part B premiums and some other things. Well, his wife's been on that policy too. She's got to go out and buy private health care. And if you've looked at the cost of private health care on your own, you could be looking at hundreds of thousands or thousands of dollars per month. So this is an expense that you have to build into your budget. When you decide to pull that lever and retire, it's not just, okay, well, it's a beautiful day. You have to do some planning.
And we can help you do that with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC, and Daphne in a complimentary consultation. Get a portfolio review, a risk analysis, talk with Gary Garner, Hall of Fame Financial Jim Bird, and see what your retirement looks like and if it looks the way you want it to look. Call 625-1226.
625-1226. 1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Would you like to remind folks of the website as well, Gary?
I do. Vicki, would you like to tell them what our website address is?
Ask Jim Bird. That's BYRD.com. And just for you listeners out there, if you happen to be listening to us on your drive or if you're working, we do appreciate you listening to us. And if you get a moment, drop us a comment on our website. And I will get back with you. I monitor that website 24/7, so I promise. So even if it's on the weekend, I will respond to you.
And she definitely will, I promise you, because I've seen her do it. You know, talking about retirement and expenses, healthcare expenses, call us, email us, and ask for our retirement wellness planner. It helps you look at things like healthcare coverage, also other things, different aspects of retirement planning, because healthcare is, it's such an important part of your plan because it's going to be a huge part of your budget. You know, our living expenses, you know, you probably still have some sort of expense for your house, whether you own it or whether you're downsized and whether you're renting. You know, here's an expense that a lot of people look at. If they decide they want to downsize and not live in their house, they look at assisted living facilities, $4,000 a month. That's the average. That's average. If, worst case scenario, you needed to be in a full care nursing home, the average cost right now is about $92,000 a year for a private room, for a shared room, and a little over $100,000 for a private room. So you have to look for ways that you're going to be able to afford your health care. Obviously, if you're old enough for Medicare, Medicare is a great way to help take care of a lot of your health care expenses, but you'll need to use some sort of an extra plan like a supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan. In about 2.5 months, we'll be in our annual enrollment period. If you're turning 65, you can sign up any day. And in fact, you want to sign up for your Medicare Part A benefits because you've been paying for them and they're not costing you anything. When you sign up, you are required to have a prescription drug plan. Even if you don't take anything more than an aspirin, you are required. If you are not covered by another plan, as much like your employer's plan, you're required to have a drug plan. And I looked this up this morning. Drug plans go anywhere from $7.25 a month to $86 a month. There's a huge range in there. And part of it is what kind of deductible you're going to pay and what kind of copay you're going to pay or for the drugs that you have. So, yeah, come to us and let us help you sit down and plan the way you're going to be able to cover all your expenses in retirement. It isn't easy. You need someone like Victoria that can sit there and not only listen to the little financial things. We're going to do a whole interview for you and ask you, where are you? You know, where have you saved money? What assets do you have? How are you planning on drawing on those? Are you going to have to deal with higher taxes or lower taxes? So it is a plan that you really have to have in place unless you just want to go and fly by the seat of your pants.
Questions like, do you want to leave an inheritance for your children?
Sure.
Do you want to help pay for college for your grandchildren?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a personal consultation, and it's complimentary if you call and say you heard it on the radio, as well as possibility for seats in an upcoming seminar.
Exactly.
Call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll-free is available if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And I'm going to surprise you, because I do every once in a while. If you're just too busy and you can't get in, call us. We'll set up a Zoom call. Not quite as personal as sitting right across from someone, but definitely if you have trouble because of living a long distance away or not wanting to deal with traffic, we're available to do that. And, you know, I think the most important thing is whether you use us or somebody else, find someone that, and I said this last week because we were talking about football last week, that can be your coach. Because everyone wants to do the right thing, but most of us just get complacent just because no one else is asking us the hard questions of, well, what about this? Have you considered this? What's your plan for this? And so, you know, and I'm not saying I'm perfect. I have made so many mistakes planning my retirement, but fortunately I had some good people along the way, and that's what we try to do, to help people figure out where they are and where they want to go. So if you have questions about healthcare, Medicare, anything like that, go to our website, call the office. You get Vicki or myself. We'll be happy to answer your questions.
Well, I'm not going to answer too many questions. I just like to sit and listen and just kind of share with you and Jim, you know, just some of their thoughts and concerns. So as you sit down with individuals in our office, you're able to have a more informed conversation with them. It's so important to include everyone who comes into the office, even our existing clients, include them in the conversation, because really and truly, it affects them. It affects them, their family, their lifestyle. You know, so many different things can come up and so many different things can happen. Just this morning, we called to check on a client of ours, and her husband has been in the hospital for several weeks. And they are just now getting to where they're calling in the family for him. Mm-hmm. And it's sad, because it was just a couple of weeks ago he was up and doing his routine things. And now her whole life has been a series of doctor's office, doctor changes, and readjustment. And they'd been married for several years. And now she's having to possibly look at other arrangements. So how, if you're finding yourself in that situation, you know, the most important thing to do here is just make sure you take some kind of an action. And even not taking an action is an action. I know you've probably heard that before, but there are so many choices, I think, that are out there now for spouses that maybe weren't available way back when, or even a couple of years ago, because things have changed. So taking that extra step and just finding out what you can do to better help, you know, lay your foundation in your golden years that you work so hard for, I mean, how could that be a bad thing to do?
It's not. It's just not an easy thing for people, because, you know, we tend to avoid things that make us uncomfortable. And talking about our finances is always uncomfortable. You know, it's funny. We have people that come in and say, oh, well, I know this other person over here, you wouldn't tell them anything that I'm saying, are you? I'm like, well, of course not. We wouldn't breach confidentiality with a client for any reason. But it's funny, when we sit down and talk to people for the first time, we'll talk about what their plans are, what their goals are, and then we get into the assets and how we can use some of those assets to fund different aspects of what their retirement goals might be. And it's always funny. We'll be at one point in the conversation and we'll say, well, wow, it's going to be tough to make all these things happen. And they'll say, oh, wait a minute, I forgot about this. You know, and here's something, and I bet some of our listeners that have this right now. It's not uncommon for someone to be in our office and say, you know what, I've got an old 401k that was with a company I worked for 5-10 years ago, and it's still sitting there. You need to make sure that you put that somewhere where you control it. You know, 401ks are great ways to save for retirement. It's the way most of us have done it for years, mm-hmm. because the government gives us the incentive to defer any taxes that we're making on that. And that's where most of us are going to pull a large part of our income when we retire. So we help people look at how do we make those 401k funds last as long as possible. How can we protect you as much as we can from increases in taxes, increases in healthcare expenses, increases in living expenses in general? Vicki, we were talking in the office this morning about an inflation number that's kind of inflated right now, but over the last month, what were you telling us that inflation was running?
All you have to do is go to the grocery store and see.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuel right now is one of our big ones.
Yes,
gas
gasoline
is up over $1 mm-hmm. a gallon. Mm-hmm. One of the studies showed, and this is probably going to be a little bit lower at the end of the year. Over the last couple of months, our inflation's been running at about 5%. Now, I don't think it's going to wind up being 5% at the end of the year, but the last time we had kind of inflation that's been raging like this was in 2008. What happened in 2008?
The big stock market crash.
Big old crash. Now, did it come back? Oh, yeah, it came back.
But you have time for it to come back?
Exactly. Why, you've been listening to me, haven't you?
No,
I'm so proud of you.
I've done this show about 10 years now.
You're exactly right. One of the greatest things that we have in this country is, whether you believe it or not, we have the best healthcare system in the world. And our healthcare system is helping us live longer. I'll give you an idea here. In 2016, the average life expectancy for a male was 83, for a female, 85. If you go back to 1960, how many years was that? 56 years earlier, the average age for a man was only 77.8, and a woman, 80. So over 20-something years, we have increased our lifespan over 5 years, and it's not uncomfortable for people to be in our office today in their late 80s, early 90s, and still in reasonably good health. So we're having to make our money last longer and longer and longer.
We encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne to find out possible strategies of ways to do that. And to bring up what you mentioned earlier, Gary, not only are the consultations complimentary, they are completely confidential.
Of course.
Rest assured of that. So pick up the phone and call Safe Harbor in Daphne at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. I love the way you do that, you know. It's just fun to hear the telephone number in a different way. Now, you know, Jim's not with us today. He would absolutely kill me if I didn't talk about one of the most important things in retirement, and that's making sure that you never run out of money. You know, I've said it before, the money that we save is great, but the money we get to keep after our taxes are deducted, after we adjust for inflation, is what we get to spend to maintain our lifestyle. And one of the hardest things for most people is to have the discipline to make their money last their entire lifetime. Give you a perfect example. If I have a retirement account and I'm managing it, it's my own IRA, and I don't have any limits on what I can spend, it might be hard for me to say, I'm going to budget $3,000 a month. Things come up. And very often you will spend more than you plan on, and that can cause you to deplete those funds many years earlier than you need to. One of the most reliable ways to have a predictable, guaranteed, consistent income is to, one, have Social Security, because we know that's going to be there. Two, have your own pension plan, and within that, use some sort of an insured product that will guarantee you that you can never lose your money. Because one thing about playing with money in different things go up and down in value. But some of the strategies we use, when you put your money in, it's guaranteed based on the strength of the companies we're working with, that the money you put in, other than what you pull out, will never lose money because of what's going on in any particular market, whether it's a real estate market or a stock market. Your money's guaranteed. It is guaranteed. You can get a guaranteed growth rate that varies based on how well the economy's doing. We see growth rates anywhere from 6.5% to 8%. And think of this. What product can you use which will guarantee that you can't lose your money based on what happens in different market conditions, but your money can increase a certain percentage every year, and then when you get ready to take it out, it's going to be like Social Security. It's going to be a consistent, reliable, and dependable source of income that is never, ever going to go away. And it can be there for you or you and your spouse. Am I talking too much?
No, you're doing a great job. I'm just going to remind folks that you're listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. The numbers for a complimentary consultation are 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984.
And, of course, go to askjimbird.com. It's there 24 hours a day. Please leave your comments and questions there. We're happy to answer them. Even if you're not one of our clients, call us up. You know, we may not know everything. We're not CPAs. We're not lawyers. We have strategic partners where we can refer you to, or you may know people on your own. It's important when you are planning your life to, and this is a Boy Scout term, use your resources. What resources do you have? You need a good financial planner that can help you look at stretching and growing your money. You need a tax advisor to help you when you make decisions about selling a house, selling property. You need to know how much you're going to have left after you do that. All of us go to a doctor, you know, and what do we tell the doctor? We just say, oh, tell me what to do. Well, we're not supposed to tell you what to do. We're supposed to help you look at what you have, analyze what you've saved, and put together a plan that will be the best plan for you. It's not the same for everyone because different people come in our office with different needs. You may be one of those people that can live on $700 a month from Social Security. You may be one of those people that needs $5,000 a month because of the lifestyle that you've decided to lead. And we can help you figure out a way to live a comfortable lifestyle, whether you're at one end of the spectrum or the other, because we sit and we listen. And that's the most important thing we can do, is take your information, help you look at resources so that you never will run out of money. Now, we can't guarantee, depending on which one you're using, we'll put you in the stock market investments if you want. Jim has a securities license, and if you like that juice, we'll put you there. But as you get older, we're sure going to counsel you that you need to be protecting your money, because life expectancy is going up and up. And the great thing about being young is you have a lot of years to make up for corrections that happen. When you get older, you don't have as many years to make those corrections up. So you have to be very careful about not losing. Warren Buffett says it best. He says, losses hurt you more than gains help. Because when you lose, you've got to earn back what you had. We're here to help you figure out how to not have as many losses so those gains are only positive.
Absolutely. Thank you both. Financial advisor Gary Garner and Vicki Miller, Director of Operations at Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy. If you'd like to make that complimentary consultation appointment or check on seats to an upcoming seminar, call 625-1226, 625-1226, or toll free 877-251-1984. You can also log on to AskJimBird.com. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL Excel is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.